producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Me too.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, you know who you are. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what I'm going to do today is I want to hit three different topics because there's a lot to talk about. And you know our objective here is to always give you the answers to the problems. And we're going to remain on that course because it's important that people are empowered, because we understand Hosea 4:6 when it tells us that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We are giving you the knowledge to actually right the wrongs, because America, we are not beyond. We are not beyond the call of duty. We still have the freedom to right the wrongs. We still have freedom to deal with criminals in governments. Just so you understand that. I don't want you to be or fall into some delusional world to believe that there's nothing that you can do about what's going on in this country. Keep in mind, over 236 years ago, our forefathers were up against the same mentality. Oh, there's nothing we can do. There's just nothing we can do. Folks, if it was all over, then why do you still have the freedom to right the wrongs? You still do. And I want to encourage you in that. As long as you're fighting the good fight of faith, I want to tell you what, sonsoflibertyradio.com is here for you. And that's why we are doing what we are doing, because we believe that God is still willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. But America, you got to keep in mind that you have to stand up and fight before you're going to get the results. So without further ado, folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be me. I'm going to also talk about Time Magazine posted a picture in 1956 teaching firearm safety in the classroom. So what I'm going to do, I wasn't around then, I'm going to go to 1967 and I'm going to bring you up to 2015 to the present, and I'm just going to show you the now and thens, okay? And then what we're also going to do is we're also going to go to the gun, the debate that they're trying to get you caught up into. I want to show you that there is no debate, because there isn't. You have rights, not privileges. And we're going to hit that in just a couple minutes. Without saying that again, friends, we're going to jump over to Sons of Liberty Media in just a minute here. I'm going to highlight you as to what's going on across the country. But before I do that, I want to also point the finger at our websites, Bradley Dean, which is on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. You can also go over to our, well, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Twitter is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And I also wanted to let you know that the phone lines will be open for the next 2 hours. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, the phone lines will be open for the next 2 hours. If you'd like to add to, take away, contend, whatever the case may be, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we have the mind of Christ. We follow the Christ here, who is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. And as Paul rightly said, follow me only as I follow Christ. If I leave the Word of God, then you leave listening to what I have to say here. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, here we have it again. Climate refugees. John Kerry predicts wave of illegal invaders due to climate change. I want to say that again. I want you to catch this, friends, because you are letting those lawless leftists, as if you would call them, friends, they are lawless, they are criminals, they are mentally challenged in every sense of the word, and I'm not kidding. And when I'm calling them criminals, that's exactly what they are. Because, folks, when you have John Kerry predicting waves of illegal invaders due to climate change, I'm curious, why is climate change, why is the weather pushing them towards the United States of America? How come they're not pushing us to Mexico? How come they're not pushing us to the Middle East, folks? Folks, they want you to believe, they want you to blindly follow what they say because, friends, they are taking you straight to hell where they're going, and they want as many people coming with them. We need to wake up, and we need to deal with this crime, friends. Again, it is crime, and I want to tell you something. These environmentalists, they are some seriously sick-minded people, and they're dangerous communists is what they are. And when you look at the John Kerry and the likes of the crew, we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the criminal in the White House. And I'm sick and tired of it, friends. I'm sick and tired of it. And, folks, these people are only doing what you're letting them get away with. But for him to say that he's predicting a wave of illegals coming into the United States of America due to climate change, I'm sick and tired of it. Folks, climate change is a scam. They just want to tax you again. They're trying to empty your pockets with another reason. Taxation without representation, folks, it's way beyond that. At taxation without reason, you're dealing with an irrational people. And again, friends, keep in mind, they're always going to do what you're willing to let them get away with. They're doing that. That's what's happening in this country today. And John Kerry is proving my point to a T. Also wanted to let you know, folks, Wyoming High School bows to political correctness, cancels America Day. Oh, if anything gets your candor up, friends, I want to tell you what, when you go here, this is what gets my candor up, because the American people, for some reason, believe those that are behind the scenes upending our sovereignty to cancel America Day in America. America, do you realize that you're giving way to an ideology that our veterans, our family members fought, bled, and died snuffing out? You're tolerating an administration that is desecrating everything that you are and everything those that sacrificed their all to give us. You need to understand what's going on in your country. This is un-American. This is foreign. This is not American in any sense of the word. But I will tell you something that's American. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Donald Trump on Bo Bergdahl. He said he should have been executed. You better bet your bottom dollar he should have been executed. But he was embraced by Barack Hussein Obama for being the traitor that he is. And it's treason, friends. And it's a crime in this country. Also wanted to let you know, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Hollywood, Washington, anti-gunners promote gun violence. Friends, I did about a 13-minute video. Take the time to watch the video, because what I did is I put our forefathers up against the tyrants of the day, those anti-gunners, and I also put them up against those in Hollywood, those anti-gunners. They're actually teaching you how to commit the crime while they're behind the scenes trying to get the politicians to gun grab. Again, you have rights here, America, not privileges. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama, again, defends Islam. Other world leaders, not as naive. Friends, you do need to understand that Islam is a political battering ram used globally. For what purpose? To upend sovereignties. To what? Unite, to bring into alliance something called the United Nations, which was actually conceived out of World War II, because they failed during World War I, Mr. Woodrow Wilson did, through the League of Nations. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, military eyewitness. Listen to this. Military eyewitnesses. He said, I will gladly testify to the fact that the United States commanders ignored the rape of children. And that does not fall too far from the facts concerning the DOD, who was busted during an ICE investigation for downloading child pornography, 5,000 members of them. We'll be right back.
Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to be back out in Texas again next month. We got a bunch of meetings here in the state of Minnesota. And then following Texas, we'll be on the East Coast. So we're about 3 months out. If you'd like to have us on at any time, friends, or out there at any time where you're at within the 50 states of our union, do give a call to our offices, and we'll see what we can do to get out there. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Again, friends, if you'd like to call in at any time, that number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I started off talking about how Time Magazine put out in 1956 teaching firearm safety course in the classroom, and it shows a picture of a little boy in his classroom with a rifle in his hands. And that was common, folks. I mean, you go out, you drive out a little ways from the city, and you see what? Pickups, and what do they have in the back windows? They have their shotguns, you know, for the world to see. There was no issue. Matter of fact, I talked to my cousin, and I asked him, I said, so I'm curious. He's a farmer from South Dakota. And I said, I'm curious, when did all of this narrative start running into the channels of trying to get the people to debate away the pith and marrow of the right to bear arms? He said, we never seen anything like that up until the late 70s. Then the United Nations started pushing for, you know, the gun grab. And it's interesting, folks, we're going to talk about that during hour two, but I want to stay on course here, but I will hit the very things that I'm talking about right now. But look what they're doing is they're trying to get the American people into a debate over the right to bear arms. And here we have the criminal in chief again saying that he's going to use executive order, which is unconstitutional, friends, to go ahead and attack your rights. His job is to ensure your rights, not to strip away your rights. And until people get a hold of that concept, nothing's going to change, because the spirit of resistance should be taking place in this country, across the country, saying to this government, which is a foreign government, we're not going to relinquish or forfeit our right to bear arms. So you just keep chomping at the bit, but you better turn your narrative to something else, because we're not listening to that. We're not giving up our rights, and we're not asking for permission from you to obey God or the rights of the Constitution. And folks, if you want to take it a step further, then deal with the corruption in government. And again, to say all that, to say this, President Thomas Jefferson said, no free man shall ever be disbarred the use of firearms. So what I want to do is I want to contrast. And I want to contrast then and now. Let's just go back to 1967. And let me give you a scenario, and let me put in, let me bring you to the present. So we'll go from 1967 to 2015. Okay. So scenario one is this. Jack goes quail hunting before school and then pulls into the school parking lot with a shotgun in his truck's gun, his truck's gun rack. In 1967, the vice principal comes over and looks at Jack's shotgun, goes to his car and gets his shotgun to show Jack. 2015, school goes into lockdown, FBI called, Jack hauled off to jail, and never sees his truck or gun again. Counselors called in for traumatized students and teachers. How did this transformation take place? Through the stupidity of the American people. I mean, you go to a movie theater and you allow movies to teach your kids and yourselves how to commit the crime through gun violence. Sexual crimes towards heaven, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, whatever the case might be. Drug use, you name it. What's transformed our country, friends? I'll tell you. Our disobedience towards God. America has departed wickedly from their God is what's happened here. Scenario two, John and Mark get into a fist fight after school. 1967, crowd gathers, Mark wins. Johnny and Mark shake hands and end up the best of friends. 2014, police called and SWAT teams arrive. They arrest both Johnny and Mark. They are both charged with assault and battery and both expelled, even though Johnny started it. We're talking about 1967 to the present, friends. Scenario three. Jeffrey will not sit still in class. He disrupts other students. 1967, Jeffrey sent to the principal's office and given a good paddling by the principal. He then returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt class again. 2015, Jeffrey is given a huge dose of dangerous psychotropic drugs, Ritalin. He becomes a zombie. He's then tested for ADHD, which is a fictitious disease. The family gets extra money through Social Security from the government because Jeffrey has a disability. Jeffrey at length ends up committing suicide. Scenario 4, 1967 to the present. Billy breaks a window in his neighbor's car and his dad gives him a whipping with his belt. 1957, Billy is more careful next time, grows up normal, goes to college, and becomes a successful businessman. Yeah, read Proverbs 22:6. He who holds the rod hates his child. But he who loves him chastens him betimes. The present, scenario 4, Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse. Billy is removed to foster care and joins a gang. The state psychologist is told by Billy's sister that she remembers being abused herself, and then her dad goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with the psychologist. This just puts a twist in my mind, friends, in my heart. But how true is it? God said he'd turn that nation into hell that forgets him. What's happening? Oh, it's all going to hell, literally, they say. No, it's not. Only those that choose to live on in disobedience and rebellion towards God are going to hell. Tell the righteous it will be well with them, it says in the book of Ezekiel. A scenario 5, Mark gets a headache and takes some aspirin to school. In 1967, Mark shares his aspirin with the principal out on the smoking dock. Well, the present, 2015, the police are called and Mark is expelled from school for drug violations. His car is then searched for drugs and weapons. Is this true? Of course it's true. Things have gotten out of hand. Scenario 6, Pedro fails high school English. 1967, Pedro goes to school, passes English, and then goes to college. The present, 2015, Pedro's cause is taken up by the state. Newspaper articles appear nationally explaining that teaching English as a requirement for graduation is racist. The ACLU, the communist organization, files class action lawsuit against the state school system and Pedro's English teacher. English is then banned from core curriculum. Pedro is given diploma anyways, but ends up mowing lawns for a living because he can't speak English. Most terrifying words to the American people should be when they hear the government say, "I'm here to help." It's not their job to help. It's their job to get out of the way and to stop foreign invasion and to deal with domestic invasion. I'm sorry, not invasion, but insurrection. Read the Constitution. That's the only two purposes, friends. Look at how far out of control this monster has gotten. You want to talk about overreaching? You want to talk about usurpation? Folks, it's all deserved to a people that could care less as to what their government does. Let's go to scenario 7. Johnny takes apart leftover firecrackers from the 4th of July, puts them in a model airplane paint bottle, and blows up a red ant bed. In 1967, the ants die. The present, 2015, the ATF, Homeland Security, and the FBI are called. Johnny is charged with domestic terrorism. The FBI investigates his parents, and all siblings are removed from their home, and all computers are confiscated. Johnny's dad is placed on a terror watch list and is never allowed to fly again. And, of course, that only applies to patriots. Right? Going on to scenario 8, then and now. Johnny falls while running during recess and scrapes his knees. He's found crying by his teacher, Mary. Mary hugs him to comfort him. 1967, in a short time, Johnny feels better and goes on playing with his friends. To the present, 2015, Mary is accused of being a sexual predator and loses her job. She faces 3 years in state prison. Johnny undergoes 5 years of therapy. Anybody asking the question, why is this happening? I see it all the time on news feeds. What's happening to this country? What's happening to this country? And there's very far and few between that are actually willing to give the answers. Your sin is before just and a holy God. And when he said that the nation that forgets me will be turned into hell, friends, that's exactly what's happening to this country. Remember, it was John Calvin that rightly said, when God appoints wicked men over countries and nations, it's because he's judging that nation. Welcome to America. Be right back after this break.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Egypt, and you'd expect that those boats would bring back corn and wheat from Egypt to feed the people. But did they? Nope. The ships were filled with sand to be used in the Emperor Nero's gladiator games. There was so much blood from animals and blood from human beings, they filled the circus floor with sand to soak up all of the blood and sand for gladiator shows. The ships were filled with sand of all things, and one day an owner of a ship came down to the wharf and saw the sand being unloaded. He saw all the hungry and starving people who wanted more than sand, and they wanted to feed, and they wanted to be fed, of course, with wheat and corn. So this ship owner ordered his ship captain to bring back a shipload of wheat rather than a shipload of sand. And when that ship arrived in Rome, all the hungry people were enormously happy that the ship did not have sand but corn and wheat, and that they would have a meal of food to eat on and feast on for that night. Folks, doesn't that sound like much of what we hear on radio and television all day long? It's all they do is bring sand. They don't bring anything to satisfy hunger. They don't bring the resolve. They don't bring about the answers that we need. The only one that can do that is the Word of God. And it's for as much as people don't like that in many cases, I'm not asking for permission, and neither is the Spirit of Christ, because he's not going to be straightened because you don't like it. The fact of the matter is we need answers in this country. And the answers that we have been getting in this country over the last 60 years are not the right answers. The American people have been over and over, have been inundated with the state-controlled media along with the professed church and the conservatives of the day, doing nothing but magnifying the crimes of a corrupt church and a corrupt administration concerning their crimes against we the people. In an attempt to neuter you, America, in an attempt to paralyze you, in an attempt to oppress you, in an attempt to bring about fear of consequence rather than the fear of God. And as long as your fear is before man, nothing's going to get done. If your fear is before God, you will move and you will prosper and you will be fruitful for His glory. But He is the only one. Jesus the Christ is the only one that can bring about the answers in which we need in this country today. We don't need any more sand. We need the bread of life. Because it's the only thing that's going to satisfy any one of us. Rest assured, you're asking the right guy and you're listening to the right guy, because I know through firsthand experience there is no other way but King Jesus. Folks, I was just bringing you from then and now, 1967 to 2015, and I was paralleling and putting into contrast the way things used to be and the way that they're attempting to rearrange a reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in, which in fact still is not. And I started the radio show off today telling you, America, it's not all over with. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. You still have the power to right the wrongs. You're living off of what you've been brainwashed with, the sand. You're living off the lies that have been inundated upon you on a 24/7 basis. That's the purpose of the state-controlled media right now, is to cause you to be neutered, to cause you to stand there and do absolutely nothing. And I want to tell you what. In servitude towards God, He does just the exact opposite. He empowers you. He causes you to overcome. He causes you to be made more than a conqueror through Him who loved us. And this is something that I cannot put in you. It's only something that the Holy Ghost can put in you. And when He puts it in you again, friends, no devil in hell is able to take it out of you. What is the answer? Well, thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. God said, if you want peace, then go back to the old paths. Do what I told you to do. But if you don't want to do that, then things are going to get worse. And yes, your nation will continuously be turned into a nation that looks like hell. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But the people replied, we will not. We will not walk therein. Oh, Bradley, come on, man. Come on, Bradley. You know, I got to turn on my conservative radio station. I love, you know, I mean, it's National Inquiry Minds. They need to know. They got to be in the know. It's nothing but a bunch of gossip, friends. A bunch of gossip. A bunch of capitulators. A bunch of spineless human beings. And I'm ashamed that they're Americans, or even call themselves Americans. They're not Americans. They're un-Americans. Just like the doctrine they feed on. You are what you eat, and you can tell what they eat because they act accordingly. You know what the Lord said right after that? When the people said that we would not walk there, and He said, I have set watchmen over you, saying, hearken, listen carefully to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. And then in verse 19, He says, hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not listened carefully unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Verse 21, therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbors and his friends shall perish. You know, one of the things that I brought up too, friends, is the fact that John Calvin said that God will appoint wicked men over a nation that He judges. That's exactly right. Everybody's complaining about the joke in the White House, but America, the joke is on you, isn't it? Everybody's complaining about the Attorney General Loretta Lynch for being unconstitutionally compliant. In other words, lawless. The joke is on you, America. I just told you about John Kerry talking about how climate change is driving people, illegals, into America. The joke is on you, America. When I go down, friends, and I look at what the Lord said of the people that he was talking to, it says in verse 28, they were all grievous revolters, walking with slanderers. They are brass and iron. They are all corruptors. Reprobate silver men shall they call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. And I think about this quite a bit. And I think about how is it that, and I share these numbers quite a bit, but how is it that 318 million people put up with a handful of people that are corrupting everything concerning their foundations? And how is it that 318 million people allow? How is it that you allow these people to do the things that they do? And furthermore, the American people are so willing and apt to give up the rights to these that are violating the law. And here we have a country filled with men and women that are afraid of what's going on. You should be afraid. You shouldn't be afraid of men. You should be afraid of what God's doing right now. Because when you read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 18, friends, you are there. You know, it's also interesting as I find myself on the radio going back to these scriptures. I'm in the book of Ezekiel right now. I just read 1 John over the last 2 days. And it's interesting how I keep coming back to these same points. And it's like, Lord, okay, I get it. I understand. And it's as if, well, the state-controlled media, they say the same things over and over, year after year, month after month. Decade after decade. And yet you're listening to the same thing. And yet it's like this. It's like complaining about man's 10,000 commandments, but if you just get back to God's 10, you wouldn't have the problem, right? And here we are. And I agree with God. I agree that America deserves what it gets. I'm just not okay with the innocent going down with the guilty. But that's what happens to nations, like it or not. And there is times where God will vindicate the younger generation who the older generation meant to make a prey. Read Deuteronomy 1, 2, and 3. And I hope for the best what may come out of what's going on in this country right now. But folks, I'm sick and tired of what's going on in this country. I'm sick and tired of getting on the radio every day and telling you the same things and telling you what needs to be done to bring about resolve. And yes, I know that there's an underlying voice, an underlying population across the country that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. But the American people, you need to understand something. Your government is not called to lead the way for anything. They are there to hold up your rights. That's it. You're called to lead. You are the leaders. And if you really want to get down to the nuts and bolts of the whole thing, we have no leader but King Jesus in this country. And when the American people are sick and tired of dealing with crime, we're going to all know it. Matter of fact, folks, I've been watching, at night I've been watching a documentary on the assassination of John F. Kennedy, RFK, and also Martin Luther King. And I don't know if you're aware of this, folks, but Martin Luther King's family actually sued the government for the murder of MLK. And I believe it was back in 1976, there was a hearing on the assassination of John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr., and they concluded that there was a conspiracy. And what am I saying? I'm saying that the American people, over 80% of the American people, knew back in 1963 something was wrong with John F. Kennedy getting his head blown off. They knew that there was something wrong when over 200 people ran to the grassy knoll where they all heard the gunfire come from, and they were trying to figure out why the authorities, under the corrupt mayor in Dallas and the corrupt police force, along with J. Edgar Hoover and the state-controlled media, were always taking your attention off of what happened at the grassy knoll and putting it onto the building. Because that's what they've been doing for a long time. But what I'm trying to say, friends, is the truth fell in the streets during that time, and the American people let it. I told my wife when we were watching it, I said, the president of the United States has just been shot. And they know they're being lied to, and yet they're continuously allowing the corruption in the government. By the way, the one that JFK was going to abolish into 10,000 pieces, namely the CIA. And then all of a sudden, Alan Dulles is appointed to the Warren Commission, the fox and the chicken coop, and the American people still didn't figure it out?
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him, and one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to call in. You know, sometimes you feel like Ezekiel, where his mouth was just stopped. There was nothing else that he could say, because when you have someone giving a prophetic message over and over and over again, either the message is going to be received or it's going to be rejected. There is no in between. And isn't it interesting what we've been talking about is then and now, and the transformation of America over the last 50 and 60 years. It's just incredible. And being a part of the younger generation, friends, I sit here oftentimes, and I've said it so many times on the radio, that it just gets to the point sometimes where you have to just stand back and say, America, you deserve what you get. But the kids don't. And, you know, it reminds me of when the Lord was going back and forth with Jeremiah, and Jeremiah was saying, hey, listen, they're not listening. And the Lord said to him, he goes, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. They love to have it so. They love to have it in the position as to where they're at today. I mean, folks, when I do columns and I do radios, I got to be honest with you. I can't stand being online. I'm not a sit-around kind of guy. I can't stand reading what's going on across the country. It's the same stuff. And now we have all the burnt hippies in government that are still high on PCP, destroying the country, and you have the same generation that's out there attempting to combat them with their little wooden swords. And it's just like, well, where do we win? How do we win the day here, Lord? How do I rock my world? And when I look in the mirror, I can say, Lord, I've done it, and I'm doing it, and I'm looking for more to do to win the day. What else do you want me to do? You want me to get on the radio again, folks, Lord, and tell them the same thing again? And it's almost like the Lord saying to Jeremiah, yep, do it again, 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 do it again. And it's like, but Lord, I get tired of it. You know, during the break, friends, being transparent here, I got to take a break. I'm not fit to hide behind a microphone and proclaim this message that I'm living every day of my life, which I really am. I remember a pastor one time told me years ago, this is 20 years ago, right when I first got into ministry. And he said, there's nothing more frustrating than preaching to the same people week after week that refuse to change. And folks, you see, yeah, you know what? We get phone calls all day long. You know when that happens? After the radio show, for the most part. Because they're afraid to get on the radio. And you know what they do, friends? They complain about what's going on in this country, and they refuse to raise their hands to do anything about the problems. And I oftentimes think that when people even talk about being afraid of what's going on in their country, I think that fear is a protective shield against actually having to take responsibility and deal with the issues. Hey, folks, I want to let you know something. I get my life threatened all the time. So what? I'm in the battle all of the time. So what? I'm not going to stand back and be afraid of a bunch of men, friends. When I look at our forefathers, what they did for us, incredible. Second to none, friends. The American people today are shaming their memories. They're shaming the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. You know, here, church, we have the Word of God, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And it's interesting, the Bible tells us that all power has been given unto us over all of the works of the enemy. The Bible gives us every promise under heaven, yet I still get to deal with people that are apathetic and pathetic. They're worthless. They stand back and they do nothing but complain about the problems. And then they have the audacity to email me, or they have the audacity to call me and do nothing but complain about the government that they themselves are tolerating. And I'm talking about corruption. I wrote an article some time back, same narrative, another war. And yet we were, America, you were warned in the 50s about the military-industrial complex, about creating wars and making money off the death of your kids. But you know what? Generation after generation after generation after generation, decade after decade after decade after decade, I can remember nothing in my life but a continual warfare. Another war, another war, another administration. And I have to be straight up honest with you, friends. I'm sick and tired. I'm almost to the point where I feel like saying, America, I'm ashamed of you. I'm ashamed of what you've tolerated, America.
You know, when you speak of that, it makes me think of that true story. Martin Luther King Jr., he is the one who is acclaimed for much of the civil rights movement, and rightly he should be. But before him, there was a preacher called Vernon Johns who was a breaker. And he actually pastored the same church that Martin Luther King did, and he preached the truth. And he talked about how they were refined black men and women, and they were women who didn't want to get into the battle and did not want to speak out against what
they
was going
dignified,
on against their race. Yes, because they were too dignified. And they didn't want to sing spiritual songs because it was a sorrowful song, because it remind them of their ancestors who were slaves. And one day he got up in front of his congregation. He said, it's almost as if that you're ashamed of what you were, while I'm ashamed of what what you've become, because you now think that you're so dignified that you don't want to go back to your roots and realize what you came from. And when you're speaking forth this message, and much of the message of the Sons of Liberty is a very prophetic message, and there were times in the Bible where the prophets did not even want to speak anymore. Lord, I cannot speak anymore in your name, talking about Jeremiah. And when you go back and look at the full view of what the prophetic does, a prophet, in the full sense, Leonard Ravenhill has a beautiful kind of outline and outlook as to a prophetic ministry and a prophet. What their message is continuously the same thing over and over and over and over again, and they're used as mouthpieces for God. And he said, the prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally rejected of men. When you look back and you see the whole thing, it talks about how the prophet comes to set up that which is upset. His work is to call in line those who are out of line. And that's what we're doing constantly, is calling back in line those who are out of line in government or whatever the situation might be. He is unpopular because he opposes the status quo. In the day of faceless politicians and voiceless preachers, there is not more urgent a national need than we cry to God for a prophet. And the problem is many times in the Word of God, the Lord would send prophets and the people would not take heed to their words. They would reject their words until it was too late. And then they would all of a sudden want to repent of their sins, but it was too late in many cases. Now, the function of a prophet is one is almost one of recovery, he goes on to say. The prophet is God's detective seeking for a lost treasure. The degree of his effectiveness is determined by his measure of unpopularity. And going down the list, this is how he describes a prophet. Compromise is not known to him. He has no price tags. He is totally otherworldly. He is unquestionably controversial and unpardonably hostile. It's interesting, whenever you look at great men and women of God, even in our nation, they always call them controversial figures. Well, I don't know how you can be a Christian today and not be a controversialist, because if you're standing on the Word of God, it's going to go against the status quo
Christ
in the world.
Christ is MIA in their profession, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So we're going on about the prophet. He marches to another drummer. He breathes the rarefied air of inspiration. He is a seer who comes to lead the blind. He lives in the heights of God and comes into the valley with a thus saith the Lord. He shares some of the foreknowledge of God and so is aware of impending judgment. He lives in splendid isolation. If you notice, prophets didn't walk around the Bible in large groups. They didn't have big crowds and a mega church that followed them everywhere. Look at John the Baptist. His voice was one, prepare ye the way for the Lord. He was in the wilderness bringing forth the truth. It goes on to say his truth brings torment, but his voice is never a void. People try to shut out the voice of the prophet many times, but you can always, let me put it this way, you can run, but you cannot hide. You cannot hide from the Lord. Your truth will set you free, and be sure your sin will find you out. He goes on to say, he is the villain of today and the hero of tomorrow. He is excommunicated while alive and exalted when dead. That reminds me of William Booth. For those of you who are familiar with the Salvation Army, him and his wife set up the Salvation Army. Well, they were kicked out of the New Methodist Connection. They were kicked out of their denomination because, you know what? They actually wanted sinners to come to church. And the churchgoers didn't like that. Now, he is dishonored with epithets when breathing and honored with epitaphs when dead. He is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, but few make his grade in his class. He is friendless while living and famous when dead. We see that all over the boards. This is the picture of a prophet.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break, hour two, coming up on the other side. If you'd like to call in and encourage the listeners, do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this hour. This break, sorry.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.